We have a report this morning on the strange death of a bill to allow the Keystone XL pipeline.
Death may be too strong a word, but the measure is stuck in the Senate. Many lawmakers wanted to use that vote to bypass President Obama.
He has put off approving the pipeline that would bring oil southward from Canada. Majority Leader Harry Reid said he would allow a vote on Keystone only if the Senate approved an energy efficiency bill first.
That bill failed. And as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, that may be just fine with Senator Reid.
Here was the dilemma facing Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Some Senate Democrats, especially vulnerable ones running in conservative states this year, want to support the Keystone XL oil pipeline. This is the 1,200-mile pipeline stretching from western Canada all the way to the Gulf Coast that has yet to be finished. Most Democrats don't want a vote on Keystone. So how does Reid find a way out? Avoid a Senate vote on the pipeline and blame Republicans for it.
Look at how Republican obstruction is bringing the Senate to its knees again and again and again. And now even on this bill, a bipartisan bill.
The bill Reid is actually talking about here is one that would help increase energy efficiency in federal buildings and private homes. For days, Reid has said only after that bill passes would he then allow a standalone vote on Keystone. He then blocked the other side from introducing amendments to change the bill, which made many Republicans, like John McCain of Arizona, vow they'd in turn block the energy efficiency bill.
The dictator won't allow us to have any amendments. I mean, it is just unprecedented. I've been around here a long, long time.
And that's the procedural dance that let Senate Democrats avert a Keystone vote this time around.
This is a tough issue for Democrats because it divides the Democratic Party and sets the Democratic Party in Congress against the president.
Francis Lee of the University of Maryland points out the president would have likely vetoed any bill this year giving the green light to build Keystone, and most Democrats don't want that drama with the White House months before the election. But where does that leave red state Democrats facing tough races this year, like Mary Landrieu of Louisiana?
They could have had a vote on Keystone. They can't take yes for an answer.
She's already blaming Republicans for messing up the Keystone vote. She can tell her constituents at least she tried and hope that's good enough. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.